Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Been ghosted? Well, we know it sucks, and that's why we are here to help with our segment called Waiting by the Phone. Alex and Sarah, say hi to Natalie!
Hey, hi, Natalie!
Hi.
Hey, good morning. So tell us about Jem and how you guys met.
So we met at a work function. We don't work in the same department, separate campuses. So I had never seen this guy before.
You don't ever see him. It just so happened that you ran into him at this one event.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect, though, if this doesn't work out.
Yeah, but it's always tricky to date somebody that you work with. So anyway.
He came over on our second date. I cooked him dinner, which is my favorite dish. I make really good lamb shanks and risotto.
Look at you. Jeez.
Okay.
Damn, girl. I'm coming over every night.
It's funny. Anytime someone says lamb, I'm like, whoa, lamb.
Sounds awesome.
But now he's ghosting me. Like, I thought the date went well. He ate the food. He thanked me for it. He said that he'd call, and he hasn't called, and it's been 2 weeks.
So rude. Well, let's call Jem and see what he has to say for himself. Hopefully we can get some answers, okay? Might not be what you want, but at least you'll get an answer.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hello, is this Jem?
Yes, please.
Or James? Hi, it's Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7, and we're calling you for our segment called Waiting by the Phone. Full disclosure, Natalie's on the phone. We just talked to her. She told us that you guys went out a couple of times. She cooked you dinner, lamb shakes, and risotto.
Yeah.
And by the way, they're going to be here for South by Southwest.
Right.
Lamb shakes and risotto. I love this.
Yeah. Sounds like a great band.
Very good. Very indie. So tell us, if you would, Jem, what happened with Natalie? And were you just not feeling the date?
I thought she was cool. It was more like a hygiene issue.
Gross. I'm sorry I said that out loud. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, okay.
Yeah.
What do you mean with her?
Do we want to talk about it?
I mean, stop if we have to.
She had a cat.
Uh-huh.
So okay. She had a cat door on her pantry.
Okay.
And she kept the pantry door closed. So she had the cat in the pantry with the litter box.
What's a cat door? Is it the same as a doggy door?
Yeah, it's the same thing, but smaller.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was in her pantry where she kept all the food.
Yeah, that's gross.
So the cat crapped in the pantry? I mean, I'm sorry.
I was so confused. There's a litter box in the pantry?
That's what I'm visualizing. The cat goes in the little cat door into the pantry for a reason, and they poop in there.
In a litter box.
That's disgusting, if that's what we're talking about.
I mean, it's not my thing, but cats, like, they're pretty discreet, right?
Yeah, so I think basically I was eating cat food.
Oh.
Look, I mean, I'm not a cat person, but it's like, either way, shouldn't you keep that litter box anywhere else, in the bathroom or laundry room, outside?
I mean, this is why I don't have a cat. Like, it's gross to me.
Yeah, I don't like...
I don't get the litter box thing.
Well, okay, but they got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
I know, but that's why we had an outdoor cat growing up. Yeah, I don't know where he went. Never saw it. Maybe he never pooped.
I just don't like the fact that you just keep on pooping over stuff and then raking rocks over it and then poop again, raking rocks.
Can I just say, thank goodness that's not how we live our lives as humans.
Right.
Could you imagine if we all just walked into a giant litter box and just had to rake it?
I don't know, man. That's just a weird place to put a litter box.
Hold on. Can we talk to Natalie?
If she's still there.
Natalie?
Look, it's completely contained. It's a covered litter box inside of a pantry.
Huh?
there's covering inside. I have nowhere else to put it in the house.
Yeah, I don't know what the proper manners are for a cat litter box. So,
I don't either. I mean, don't own one.
What are you going to do? You got to put it somewhere.
Yeah, you're right.
No, it's true. And if you live in a small apartment, it's hard.
You're
like, I was with a bunch of roommates in Meeting Hat, and they hid it in the laundry room, which was nice because at least the laundry smell.
Right, that's better.
You know, it like overdid. Yeah. It was far, far away, but I don't know.
It's better than my old neighbor. My neighbor didn't like going to walk his dog.
Uh-huh.
So he had a thing that he bought on like Sky Mall or something back in the day. A green pad with like a fake fire hydrant that was on his patio. And the dog would just go to the patio and just pee on the fire hydrant.
That's gross.
Mat.
And also it's disgusting that they put a fire hydrant. Like, it's
dogs that really go to that.
And why a green fire hydrant?
No, it was a green grass, fake grass and a red fire hydrant.
Okay.
But this guy never even cleaned it. It was just disgusting.
That's gross.
Jim, really? I mean, are you really not going to see Natalie again because she keeps her litter box in the pantry?
I mean, this is just like a judgment, though. I mean, if this is how she does the litter box, what else is going on with her?
I mean, you're judging her pretty hard.
That's a pretty tough judgment.
It's pretty harsh.
Tight quarters in Austin, so it's got to go somewhere.
You got to do what you got to do.
Imagine if you went to a restaurant and they told you there was a litter box in the restaurant's kitchen. You wouldn't go to that restaurant.
Well, that's 100%
true. That's a great point.
But, well.
That's a really good point.
I mean, you must not have been to that many people's houses because you probably haven't seen that many litter boxes.
Well, it's a shame Jim's giving up the kitty.
Yeah, it's
really?
Well, I'm not laughing at a joke. I love how he can crack himself up after like a 5-second pause. He's just, Booker's dying right here.
No one laughed. No one laughed.
The thing is, I really don't care if anyone laughs.
It's funny, anyway, to you, bro, just laugh because I'm laughing at you. It's great.
All right. Well, best of luck to you, Jim. Thank you for being honest. Natalie, I don't know what else to say. I mean, what are you going to do?
You're not the only one.
There's nothing wrong with you. It's just the litter box of the pantry. That's just so, so weird.
To each their own.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.